and I think that, you know, he should be walking in any minute. So first and foremost, let me say that today is, what day of the week is today?
Tuesday,
January 14th, 2025, 7:35 a.m. This is a review of the city council applications, and we are in the committee of the whole. Present are Marcus Hanson, Doug Haney, Doug, we are expecting, he's not here yet, Brian McCann, Lindsay Stow, Patrick Richardson, myself, the chair of the committee, Mary Westfall. Also joining us, Mayor Mark Fry and the law director, Leslie Bryan. Guests in the room today. So, perfect timing that Doug has joined us. So, just to start, I wanted to say, you know, I feel like we had a nice grouping of applications. I was grateful to see the community stepped up, and we had six strong applications, and we've all had a chance to review those and take a look at them. One of the things that we did do as a group, we agreed that we would rank them on the top three for each person, just to get a sense of where we are and what we think in terms of agreement among each other about the candidate. So with that being said, I also want today to be focused on the decisions I see that need to be made today. Who are we going to interview on Thursday night? Any other suggestions that you have? And then finalizing the process going through to the meeting on the 21st. So with that being said, I do think you all saw that Kevin Armstrong did apply. His came in late. He indicated that it got stuck in his outbox, and he was saddened by that, but wanted to make us all aware. I had spoken with Laura when that came in and said that I felt that he had missed the deadline and it would be difficult for us to make an exception. However, I do want to certainly make sure that I share that with all of you. You saw the email that I sent out to Kevin indicating that I would bring it up at this meeting. If there's some differing opinion on that, I'm open to listening to that, but you know where I stand. Anybody have any concerns?
I agree with you.
Okay. All right, so with that, we can see the chart that I passed out. Doug, we talked about this just a little bit. The numbers down the side represent council members' votes.
Yeah,
one through six. And they are in the order that I received them, not in alpha order. So I think as we look through this, we can see that Mr. Bonsinger, Mr. Clark, Mr. Murphy, Ms. Sater, and Ms. Sater all received some support from council members. Mr. Haddad and Mr. Vogel did not, at this point anyway. I think the critical question now is, where do we go from here? Do we want to interview all of the candidates on Thursday night, or do we want to interview the four that we've already identified interest in? I mean, there's two trains of thought there. One is, if we interview Mr. Haddad and Mr. Vogel, are we, you know, not being good stewards of their time when we've already seen this? The other angle is, do we learn something new about them that influences? And one of my thoughts is that certainly this is an opportunity for us to look at candidates to fill other open seats on committees. You know, we had a hard time filling the BCA committee. I think this is a wonderful opportunity to kind of get a sense of these people. So I'm comfortable either just the four that we've ranked as people of interest or all six. I just like feedback from the group.
I would be open to interviewing all six, and I could go either way, you know, but I think, you know, we don't have 20 candidates that we're trying to narrow down. There's only six total. I would be open to meeting with all six of them.
Yeah, I'd prefer four. I'd rather spend more time with four good candidates than rush through two that we apparently have already screened up.
Yeah, I like the idea of having a time with them, there's no for other positions, but I think when other positions come up is when we could spend the time with them as well. So we know that they're interested in serving, but I think I agree with the idea of having one of the early candidates that we're all seeing. Do you have that problem?
Patrick, Brian?
Yeah, I didn't have a strong feeling about it one way or the other.
Okay.
So that's fine with me.
Brian?
I could have seen both ways.
Yeah.
I agree.
So, okay. You have two have voiced interest in four. One's voiced interest in six, and two have, are flexible either way. So, I mean, I think what I heard is the most support for interviewing the four, letting the other candidates know that. I think your point was very well made, Lindsay. When we have open seats, we can talk to them and get to know them at that time. So with that being said, I think that means that we'll be interviewing those four candidates on Thursday evening, and we'll notify them. We'll also notify the other two of the process and let them know that at this time that they're not going to have an interview moving forward. Now, with that being said, I think the next step is I want to make sure we're clear on Thursday night's meeting. And I had envisioned opening it up in alphabetical order, 5 minutes for them to introduce themselves, talk a little bit about why they want to have this position, or up to 5 minutes. And then we'll take questions of them. I did speak with the law director. I would like to see us do a straw ballot that night. But not a public straw ballot, like a private. We've done that before. I don't know what it would be called. But just a secret ballot, essentially, to get a sense of where we are. That night, after talking with these four candidates, at that point, if we see that there's one or two that are rising to the top, we would know that we could invite them to join us at the meeting on Tuesday night, where we would take a final vote, have a final decision. But if it's very clear that one has stepped up above and is clearly the candidate, then we would move forward with a motion and just let that individual know that that person would be joining us on Monday night. I don't know how that will go. I don't think any of us do at this point. We might find that all four candidates have votes, and then we just invite them all to join us, and we'll hash it out on Tuesday evening at the before the board, the council meeting. Does that all make sense to everybody? Are you comfortable?
Yeah, the law director approved that process.
Yes.
Okay.
No, we've done that before where we've done an initial ballot just to see where council members are. You know, again, getting back to the same concept of if there's two strong candidates, we invite them to come on Tuesday. And if one person is clearly at the top and everybody's identified the same person, that we're able to move forward.
Is our meeting's not Monday?
It's a holiday Monday.
Okay, that's why I was confused.
I mean, I can,
Tuesday. No,
yes,
no, I got
and
yeah.
I had a typo in the email that I sent you. It does say Monday, January 21st, but it should say Tuesday, January 21st. We did correct it. Laura caught it, corrected it on the information that went out to the candidates.
Got it.
Historical perspective, the last time this happened, it was open to all, and it wasn't narrowed down, and I think it's very important to narrow down. Because the other candidates, it would have been clearer what the direction of council was.
And if there's no, just for clarification, if there's no clear consensus by the Tuesday council meeting, at the full meeting of council, we'll have votes. And is that something where you would need five to pass in a night?
So what we would need to have then is it would be the 7 o'clock committee of the whole meeting before the city council meeting, and I do think we have to have five, or is it just a
majority?
Just four.
Just a full four.
Okay.
It's not legislation, it's just a motion.
Okay.
To a point.
So, either way.
So the thought would be to have it, that would be hashed out at the committee meeting at 7. By the time 7:30 council starts, we know who it's going to be.
We would be, have already voted and made a motion to appoint that individual, and that individual would join us at the meeting on Tuesday night. Would be at the table,
okay.
Right?
Yep. And I will swear them in that night if we have an agreement on who it is. So they will be all set ready to go Tuesday.
Yeah. Okay, so with that being said, I did want to mention that we've got the committees and the community boards that people serve on. I've received some feedback from a few of you expressing interest in where you'd like to serve next year. You know, if you've got opinion about it, let me know if you'd like to make a change or if you feel strongly about somewhere you'd like to be considered. But certainly with the new person joining, there's some shuffling on the committee. So my hope is that we can find agreement on all of those things. And I don't know what the process is for changing those committees. I'd like to bring that to Tuesday night's meeting as well. So
if you have the list prepared, then we'll just pass it out. And then that's just also a motion.
Okay.
And a,
that we just do as a group. Okay. And we would do that in the formal meeting, not the committee. Okay. So we'll work toward that goal. Anything that you think I'm missing?
When you're talking about the committees, I would just give you feedback of the committees I would be open to chairing. Did you also want information on the committees to be on?
Yes.
As well? Okay.
Yes. And if there's anything that you want to say about community boards, I mean, as long as we're looking at it, we do have a new person coming in who needs to be plugged into all of these things. So I wanted to take into consideration what people's interests were before we plug the person in, because that new person kind of is whatever's left kind of concept, right? So, okay. Mayor, is there anything that you can think of that you feel like we should be aware of or anything that you think we've missed?
Thanks, Mrs. Westphal. I think the only thing that you and I chatted about were the fireworks.
Oh, yeah.
So when I came to council, when I got sworn in as council, former council member handed me the fireworks folder. I said, here, you got fireworks going forward. And I've done that for 10 years. So, you know, if any of you have a hankering to, it's not a huge responsibility to keep in mind, other than showing up for the third and seeing 3,000 people walking to the city and trying to be in the West, but you're interested. That's something that it's technically not a committee.
Yeah.
It's just kind of as needed ad hoc thing.
One of the things I did think about was, should we find a way to plug that into a committee?
Yeah, I'm perfectly fine with that.
Responsibility,
I'm perfectly fine with that if that's, you know, your preference.
And, I mean, something.
Yeah, it's a committee. I'm good with that.
I like the fireworks star. You did a good job.
Wait till 2026, though.
Yeah.
I want to choose something that's a little more significant in 26 because it's the 250th anniversary. Right. So. So it'll be the only time, well, at least that I'll see another one of that magnitude because, you know, last one was 1976. So.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
Mary, I don't want to be fireworks star, and I'm perfectly comfortable with where I am.
Very good. All right. Thank you. Ryan, you would do it? Is that what you're saying?
If you don't.
Well, I was thinking it might be a nice place to put on Employee and Community Relations Committee. I thought that might be an interesting place, or Buildings and Grounds, right? But we can talk about that later. All right.
I think you'd be great as a fireworks.
Okay, neighbor. He is an explosive person. Sorry.
Anything else to come before the commission?
I just want to clarify, and sorry if I'm
I want to make sure,
because I know some of these people are probably going to call me and ask, so I want to make sure I have this crystal clear. So would if we have it down to two, would those people be here for the committee meeting on Tuesday before the council meeting?
Or would?
Well, they could all come if they want to.
Yes.
But they could all come.
We would inform the two people, hey, after the interviews, we think it's narrowed down between you and somebody else.
Yes.
If you want to join us, and would they be participating in that meeting?
At the meeting of the 21st, not the committee of the whole meeting. That would just be a vote of us, a conversation among council members, and a vote to finalize. And if there's disagreement, there might be a couple votes. Until we can build consensus and get enough.
So at the committee of the whole meeting, it's not like they're pitching their case. And
again, no, they're just, they can be present to listen. Their pitching is done.
Gotcha.
Right? And I think certainly we don't know what they'll do. They certainly may call and reach out to council members if there's more than one person and try to have further conversation, or you could reach out to them. But they will not have an opportunity to speak and advocate again for themselves. If we have a question of someone, though, we may ask that.
Sure. Okay.
What's our deadline, our absolute deadline?
31st.
30th.
Okay.
Okay.
Cool.
With that, I'd ask if there's a motion to adjourn the meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay.